saving my flowers away for you. Though it's homeward, I know I should be. Summer's gone and the birds they have flown on the winds of the migrating sea. On the winds of the migrating sea. Captain, he asked me on a cold winter's eve, is it marriage you're intending to be? Is the love at the door, awaiting at the shore, with a candle and babe on her sleeve? With a candle and babe on her sleeve. I did reply, there's no bonny lass waiting for me. If I had won, I would lay down my folly and not be gone fishing with thee. And not be gone fishing with thee. 2 years ago, there came to the show a fair maiden according for me. We had won with the ring and the money, but she wallowed in pity for me. She said, a mariner, a boy's never free. Often the day, sitting up on the waves, that I wish I could then see your face. The dark hair entwined down her magical spine, but I'll always remember her name. Yes, I'll always remember her name.
Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Crew. You're listening to us on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday night, Ash Wednesday here. So not long to go for people that might be fasting and abstaining today. Christchurch on Saturday night on Plains FM and Cappley Coast on Wellington Access Radio on Sunday afternoon. And a special welcome to people that join us online each week on planetaudio.org.nz, right across New Zealand, Australia, America, Holland, England, Ireland, and who knows, wherever else we might be picked up. And hopefully you can stay with us for the next hour. We bring you the latest news and plenty of good music from Irish artists. And there's a few touring here, including Hot House Flowers are here this week, starting a three-gig show on Saturday night at the power station here. We reopened up the show tonight there with Mariner Boy from Ambles. They're here in a few weeks' time. Unfortunately, their show completely sold out a few months ago. And but we're going to go next with Dolores Keen and Solid Ground.
Down the Botany Dem, sudden crash of brown from the autumn spate, spreading hazel rustles as they bend and sway, as they laid in wait. My fathers, they have walked this road, and now I know, yes, didn't they know, there is no great and heavy load, and now I know, yes, didn't they know. The amber sun beats down, showing vivid green. I hear it wild and loud, feel it wild and proud, the way it's always been. My fathers, they have looked this way, and now I know. Yes, didn't they know? No clever word we had to say, and now I know. Yes, didn't they know?
that feeds our children. It's the land you cannot own, the land, the land owns you. Where is the honest fool, the open soul, the simple smile? Who the word or two for the passing stranger who may rest a while? My fathers, they have said these things, and now I know. Yes, didn't they know the joy a shared friendship brings? And now I know. Yes, didn't they know? It's the land that shines us through. It's the land that feeds our children. It's the land you cannot own, the land owns you. It's the land you give our wisdom. It's the land that shines us through. It's the land that feeds our children. It's the land you cannot own, the land owns you.
Yes, Dolores came and Solid Ground. Dolores turned 70. In fact, the year before, she'd be 71 now, a great singer. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, I mentioned last week about the Irishman that was detained in Boston back in September, and then he was to be deported, but he wouldn't sign the deportation papers because he was close to getting a green card. We're talking about Seamus Culler from Kilkenny. And he's been held in a nice centre down in El Paso in Texas for the last 7 or 8 months, and obviously nobody heard much about him until last Monday week. There was a story in the Irish Times, and then he was on Liveline on Monday, and then his story kind of took off, and he pleaded with the Taoiseach to ask Donald Trump to get him released and back to his wife and his two dogs in Boston. And he was hoping that he was very close to getting a green card. So there was many politicians in Ireland lobbying for him. And, you know, everybody thought this poor man, you know, hopefully he will, you know, the right thing will be done and he'll get back to his wife in Boston and his business. He had a plastering business and he lived life happy ever after. But unfortunately, when you go public, there's always, you got to be careful to make sure there's nothing, no skeletons in the cupboard. Well, skeletons there was. Poor old Seamus looks like he's going to be deported back to Ireland today, where he fled about 18, 17 years ago. He was up on charges of supplying some drugs. He had a run-in with the police over something else. They were, minor in the large scale of things, but the breaking story over the weekend was that he abandoned his twin daughters when they were about just over a year old, and they were brought up by their mother, and obviously they saw all the publicity and they saw the story and the money that was being raised to help them, and of course they decided, well, they'd go public. So their story has been plastered all over the papers over the last few days. So from sympathy for Seamus, the tide has turned, and it looks like, according to the Irish Daily Mail on Tuesday, that he was going to be deported. So he'll have to come back and possibly face charges for the drug offences going back 17, 18 years ago. Unfortunately, there's probably many more Irish people, proper, decent people, that have broken no law in Ireland or in America that are detained at the moment. And this just makes it hard for people. So that's the main story in the news, or one of the main stories. We go through more when we come back after the next piece of music, and we're going to go this time with Glenn Hansard and Falling Slowly. You're listening to Ireland Calling with support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, a number of diggers have gone in to start excavating a site on the Carlow-Wicklow border over the last 2 days. And the story is that a search at a quarry in this area looking into the disappearance and the murders of Deirdre Jacob and Jojo Dullard, who were murdered in the 1990s, and no trace of their bodies ever found. And of course, obviously the police must be working on a tip-off. I know there's been many other searches, but it's the story that's dominating the news in Ireland on Tuesday. The two women that were last seen in Kildare, 21-year-old Jojo in 1995, in Moon, and 18-year-old Deirdre disappeared in Newbridge in 1998. And it's understood that Gardaí are acting on information that they deem sufficient to carry out a dig. So let's hope that the bodies of the two girls are found, and it'll bring closure to the families of these two girls, and obviously maybe lead to the arrest of the person that murdered them all those years ago. Weather not great in Ireland at the moment. In fact, there's storm warm, snow, rain and wind warnings issued as the temperatures drop. It wasn't a great weekend last weekend. So a yellow wind warning is in place at the moment for Dublin, Louth, Meath, Wexford and Wicklow. And it looks like temperatures are going to drop. And we know we've had very inclement weather here in New Zealand over the last few weeks. Down in Maunganui 2 weeks ago, very badly affected, with sadly 8 people losing their lives down there. And over the last few days, terrible rain in Wellington and Christchurch, but it's eased off on Tuesday evening. Anyway, we continue on, and this time we're going to go with Dreams. And this is Irish from Irish Women in Harmony. I will play a song for Pat McHugh. I know a few Pat McHughs. I know two here, two in Ireland. But there's a Pat McHugh from Dunmore and Galway listening in New York. Good friend of Seamus Smith. And Seamus also wants to send greetings to Dungiven, to Anne Brawley. Anne, 86, had the flu recently. And we know that, I'm pretty sure it was Anne's sister, Sue, lived in New Zealand for many years. And Sue passed away just earlier last year. Well known to many people here in New Zealand. So for all of you, we'll play, as I said, Irish Women in Harmony singing Dreams. song made famous by the Cranberries, sung there by Irish Women and Harmony. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll go into a bit of sport at the moment. Wise rugby, Ireland very lucky to get away with a 7-point win over Italy. So they've had one loss, big loss against France, went scrappy win over Italy. See Tony Ward, former Irish international, and many other people have come out, including coach Andy Farrell. There's an awful lot of keyboard warriors, you know, coming out and having a go at Sam Prendergast and Jack Crowley. Prendergast has started the first two games and things didn't go too well for him in either game, but Andy Farrell has confidence in him, but it looks like that he'd probably move to the bench this weekend and to be replaced by Jack Crowley. Ireland playing England and Twickenham this weekend, third match in a row, but this is going to be a huge test, especially for Ireland now, having England being well beaten by Scotland. And on first 5/8, sad to read in the paper on Monday that Joey Carberry, former Irish international, who's been playing with Bordeaux for the last 2 years, looks like he's coming back to play with Leinster next year, but his season ended as a result of a crucial ligament injury. Poor Joey has been hit with some terrible injuries in his career. He started his career off with a 20-minute cameo in Chicago in 2016 when he was about 21, when Ireland beat the All Blacks. And of course, Joey's grandfather, Joe, and three of his aunts live here in New Zealand. So Ireland hopefully will pull a unbelievable performance out of the books this weekend against England, but they'll be up against it. Right, Gaelic games results last weekend. It was football weekends. It was, I think, might be one or two games maybe cancelled, were played in terrible conditions. But anyway, Donegal looked like they're winning matches under Jimmy. They've a 100% record so far. They had a big win, 119-14 points over Mayo. Roscommon beat Armagh. Kerry and Galway. Kerry at one stage, 12 points up. And Galway came back and drew literally with a 2-pointer with a minute to go. So a draw there for Kerry and Galway. And Dublin too good for Monaghan. So Division 1, Donegal are on top with 6 points, followed by Roscommon down the bottom. Monaghan 3 games without a win. Division 2, wins for Cork over Offaly, Tyrone over Cavan, Meath over Louth, and Derry over Kildare. Cork in the top with 3 wins from 3 games, 6 points. Sadly, Offaly down at the bottom with no wins from 3 games. Division 3, we've got Clare beaten Fermanagh, Limerick beaten Wexford, Down beaten Westmeath, and Laois beaten Sligo. So Down are in the top there, full marks from 3 games, 6 points, and Fermanagh holding up the bottom with no win. Down in Division 4, Leitrim had a good win over London, 219-120. Longford beat Antrim, Carlow beat Tipperary, and Wicklow beat Waterford. So Carlow are in the top there with 6 points, Antrim with no points. And it's the turn of hurling and indeed football this weekend. As I say, Galway are playing Roscommon, Dublin, Kerry in the football on Saturday. And then you got Tipperary playing Limerick, the big game in Hurley. And of course, you can watch all these games on that GAAGo.app. All right, this time we're going to play the Pogues, and thousands are sailing. And I just want to say hello to my good friend Eugene McDonough, who sent me a message last week about the former Pogues drummer that died last week, and Andrew Rankin, great drummer. He was only, I think, 72, and he obviously not in the band at the moment, but he featured great drumming in this particular song that we're playing now called Thousands Are Sailing. And we'll dedicate this to Eugene and Eileen, listener in County Waterford.
The island that is silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves. Search lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime?
the awesome thoughts that cheer you, and the dice that'll make you cry. Did you count the months and years, or did your teardrops quickly dry? This was not to be on a cabin ship. I came here and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the western ocean to a land of opportunity, but some of them will never see.
The Pogues are coming to New Zealand, and they're playing at the St. James's Theatre in Wellington on Wednesday, 8th of April, Christchurch Town Hall on Thursday, 9th of April, the newly opened Convention Centre here in Auckland on the 11th of April. And you can get tickets for their concerts through Ticketmaster, and there are still a couple of passes to give away for the Auckland show. If you would like to be in the draw, and thanks to the people that have entered already, you can send an email to me, oliver@oliverlee.co.nz. Give me the name of the lead singer with the Pogues that died a few years ago. And that shouldn't be too hard to work out. Now, Hot House Flowers, they're here in Oakland this weekend, Saturday at the Power Station. I think there's still tickets there. Then they're in the Meon Nua in Wellington on the 22nd. And at the James Hay Theatre in Christchurch on the 24th at Ticketmaster to get your tickets. And don't forget Mary Coplin, we'll have a song coming up from her later. She's here in Christchurch on the 20th of March and in Auckland on the 21st. And Waterboys are coming in May. So plenty of Irish acts. And as I mentioned, beginning of the programme, Amble, they're playing here maybe in 2 weeks. I think they're in Australia at the moment. But sadly, their tour sold out, or their gig here in Auckland very, very quickly. It's at a small venue. So, right, we'll take a bit more music and then we'll come back and run through some more news. This time, we're going to go with Brendan Shine, the boys from the County Armagh.
There's one fair county in Ireland with a memory so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished its bounty. It's the orchard of Erin's green land. I love its cathedrals and cities, once founded by Patrick so true. And it bears in the heart of its bosom the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my own. Across McGlen, around by the gap of Mount Norris, and home by Blackwater again, where the girls are so gay and so hearty, none fairer in Erin go bragh. Ah, but where are the boys that can court them like the boys from the County Armagh? It's my own Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities near or far, sure my heart is the tome in old Ireland, in the County of Armagh. It's my own Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've often left it in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities near or far, sure my heart is a tone.
You're welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling and brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Just having a look at the Irish Times on a Tuesday. Rapist Larry Murphy linked to the dig for the two women. Tip-off related to Murphy prompts new search for Deirdre Jacob and Jojo Dollard. But that would be good. Councillors tried to zone 288 sites prone to flooding, and planning regulator intervened 93 times to stop zoning over the past 6 years. We know there was huge floods in many parts of the southeast over the last few weeks. What else is, well, that story there about the dig is gaining lots of publicity. And Micheál Martin Potisek has rejected calls for an apology by the state in respect of his conduct during the Troubles. In a recent interview with Irish Times, the new leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, John Burrows, said he would like to see the government address the issue. I think they should make a major statement about the past, he said. I'd love Ireland to say that some of their contact during the Troubles was unjustified and unjustifiable. Well, obviously, that's not one to go down too well. Of course, the Taoiseach will be heading to the White House on St. Patrick's Day, and I suppose the final details being worked out. I think there's a total of 13 ministers heading to the States. And of course, Noel Grealish, one of the independent TDs, who's a junior minister in the government, he's coming here to represent the government in New Zealand. We hope to track him down and have an interview with him here on the programme. Right, the other big story on the sporting front last week with the Nations Cup, which takes place, obviously, Ireland's focus is qualifying for the World Cup. They've got the big match against the Czech Republic at the end of March. 5 days later, if they win that, they'll be playing Denmark for a place in the World Cup finals. And but there's not a lot of interest in people pre-purchasing any tickets at the moment, because the price of the tickets for the World Cup soccer are very, very high. But in the next competition, which is a forerunner to the next Euro competitions, this kicks off later in the year. And Ireland's draw the other day brought them out against Kosovo. And I forget the name of the other team, but the fourth team in their group, Israel. Of course, Ireland called for Israel to be kicked out of all sporting competitions last year, and Ireland are not putting an entry into the Eurovision this year because Israel are allowed to be part of it. So there's huge political discussion amongst politicians and indeed sports people at the moment whether this these games should go ahead. Of course, it's a great chance for Irish people, pro-Palestinian people in Ireland to make a big protest, but Israel said they want to play the game in Israel. All their games so far have been played at neutral venues. I think they've been played in Hungary, and the Irish government have said the game should go ahead, but whether it'll be played in Dublin or in a neutral venue, we'll have to wait and see. So there's it's not the fixture that the Irish Football Association wanted, or indeed the Irish government. But if the game goes ahead in Dublin, I'm sure we'll see the biggest pro-Palestinian protest we've ever seen, an anti-Israel protest, because, you know, even earlier this week on Monday, 11 people killed in Gaza. We don't hear much about it these days, and there's still huge humanitarian efforts needed there. Okay, let's move on, and this time we're going to have Eleanor McAvoy, and she's singing all about South Ann Street.
Well, I almost didn't know him. I nearly passed him by. It took us both a moment to get over our surprise. And we hugged each other clumsily and laughed a bit too long as the shoppers on 7th Street hurried on. I said I'd heard that he was married and living overseas. He said he'd seen my posters on a billboard near his street, and he'd heard about what happened, and we both just looked away and headed from 7th Street to MacDaig's, where we drank to ancient love for hours on end, raised our glasses to remember absent friends. We drank to chance encounters too long overdue on 7th Street on a Tuesday afternoon. And it felt just like it used to, like we'd never been apart, like back when we were students on a bench in College Park, and I felt something deep inside me. Really can't explain. In a pub beside 7th Street in the rain. And we drank to ancient love for hours on end, and raised our glasses to remember absent friends. And we drank to chance encounters too long overdue on 7th Street on a Tuesday afternoon. We embraced before we parted to walk into the night with a complicated sadness at this complicated life. Oh, ships passing in the night occasionally meet at the corner of South Ann and Grafton Street. And we drank to ancient love for hours on end, raised our glasses to remember absent friends. And we drank to chance encounters too long overdue on 7th Street on a Tuesday afternoon. And we drank to ancient love for hours on end, raised our glasses to remember absent friends. Oh, and sometimes if I'm lonely and I'm walking on my own, I'll detour down 7th Street going home.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night with wet, muggy day here today. Down in Christchurch on Saturday night on Plains FM and on Capity Coast on Wellington Access Radio on Sunday, and around the world on planetaudio.org.nz. And just to have a quick look here, going to the Barman Independent, you see that there when the Irish Independent leads so their story and shows the homes with adult children face higher rent from council. The story I mentioned, the search for Jojo Dollard and Deirdre Jacob features prominently. And so that Murphy guy who did spend time in jail, he has always been one of the main suspects. Sally Rooney makes Dublin Literary Award long list as Niamh Whelan is nominated for her debut novel. That's Niamh Whelan, very good, and producing a lot of really good and writers. Trump threatens Guthrie's kidnappers with the death penalty. US President Donald Trump has threatened Nancy Guthrie's kidnappers with the death penalty if the 84-year-old is found dead. Yeah, terrible incident. It's not looking good, that poor woman. What is happening here? I just see the doctors will see you now. Musician Gideons and actor Nega honored. 2-time Grammy Award winner musician Rihanna Gideons, Oscar nominated actor Ruth Nega at the University of Limerick's World Academy of Music and Dance, where they were awarded with honorary doctors yesterday. What else is happening here? Just kind of looking through some of the stories happening in Ireland. There's sadly a lot of court cases. We got enough here as well in New Zealand. And coverage flatly in the new High Court battle with former solicitor over his mansion files. So wrangle comes amid claims on both sides over fees and documents. We know that he got the rights to host that first show, 30th anniversary show, a few weeks ago. I don't think they sold out the three arena. And I think there's still an ongoing court case about that. That'll come back. Well, we'll have a look at the fireman section of the Independent when we come back after this next piece of music. And this is the High Stool Prophets with a song called This Is Life.
stones, thinking it's the life. And you wake up in the morning and you're able to decide. And you gotta go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you're singing the stones, thinking it's the life. And you wake up in the morning and you're able to decide. And you gotta go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight?
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, and that was the High Stool Prophets with This Is Life. And up next, we'll have a song from Mary Copland, who's coming down here. IFA turns to farmer pressure as bid to remove Moran fails politically. After failing to dislodge Borbia chair Larry Moran through political channels last week, the IFA is turning to a farmer pressure in an effort to force movement in the long-running saga. This is the man that's CEO of Doan Foods that recently purchased, became the major shareholder of Alliance Foods here, Alliance Meat Group in the South Island of New Zealand. And he's honorary chairman of Borbia, which is promoting Irish food and drink products. But because his company imported about a 1% of beef from Brazil, not for the Irish market, but for European markets, they are saying that this man is not fit to be chair of Borbia. And they've had protests at the Borbia office in Dublin, but it's I think that's continuing as well, amid, you know, concerns from farmers. And farmers probably feel that's, you know, it's not right. They have to go through so many loops with the meat production and every aspect of agricultural production in Ireland, whereas the beef that was coming from Brazil certainly wasn't up to the standards that Irish farmers are producing. Irish Lights Foreign Food TD say busy shoppers can't trust what's on the shelf. Misleading labelling described as abuse in the IRCTA's hearing. Well, there you go. You know, there's some Irish beef exported to Poland and sold in Portugal. What's going on here on holiday? Yeah, well, of course, Ireland exports 90% of their beef, and there's lots of stories. A bid 50,000 over the guide price for a piece of land. Was a rival buyer ever real? Rumours are swirling that there was the rival was a phantom, and now I've gone sale agreed, but I fear I'm going to get gazumped by a developer. The story woman went into a legal expert there on farmers. But thankfully the days are getting a bit longer. And there's pictures here of farmers out getting work done, a lot of ploughing and everything being done. And farmers will be hoping good weather so they'll be able to get crops planted and stuff like that. Lots of land and farms for sale all around Ireland. It's not cheap. 62-acre Limerick. Limerick holding is ideal for downsizing pensioners at 500,000. So there you go if you want to go and live. How this couple produce 100,000 in veg from half an acre every year. The Kinney couple fight against industrial farmer with their no-dig enterprise. There are some of the stories making the farming section of the Irish Independent. Right, we have time for Mary Compton and Ancient Rain. Well, there's plenty of rains in Ireland and here at the moment. Then we come back and wrap up the programme for another week.
Summertime is almost gone, and every clock an hour put on. Last night we danced into merry maid under the full moon madness played. An older witch danced with me. Later he sat on my knee. A fiddler flashed his fiddler's grip to hell and back from lock to chin. The witch was clean pushed off my knee by one born one day after me. We went home with lock and key. He left me in the morning. I slept on till 1 o'clock. My head felt like a concrete block. I drank some whiskey and I drank it hot on the first day of winter. Ancient rain.
Mary Compton and Ancient Rain. And as I mentioned, Mary is touring here in March next month at the Piano, Armagh Street in Christchurch on Friday the 20th of March. And then she's at the Ray Friedman Arts Centre in Epsom here in Offaland on the 21st. And you can get tickets for that through Plus One. Well, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. Ireland Calling brought to you the support of the Hugh Green Group. Let's hope that Ireland caused a big upset in rugby this weekend. and beat England in Twickenham. And I'll be back here next week. Hard to believe we're flying through February. You know, we're on the, you know, nearly at the end of February. And good luck to everybody with their fast and abstinence that are continuing on Ash Wednesday. And whatever you're giving up for Lent, we used to, it was a big thing when we were young, giving up sweets and chocolates. And, you know, we lots of other traditional things we did as well. But for me, I'd say goodnight, goodbye, and God bless. And I'll hopefully be able to get in most of this song the way I am from the Tonlin Paddies.
I guess I'm a dreamer, but I'm a great believer. What's meant for you and me will never pass you by. I'll get to where I'm going, but first there's not knowing what's written in the stars. Cause I'm last to leave the bar. Spend the weekend over drinking, Monday's overthinking. Will I find a better plan? Will I try my best and I'll die trying? It's just the way I am. I earn an honest living, but the cards I've been given, if only I could see what lies ahead for me. If I wake up in the morning, I hear the road is calling, I'll give it all I've got. Never mind the pints and shots, spend the weekends over drinking.